Okay, we're here at Trump Tower at 57th Street on Fifth Avenue, and this wonderful sister is supporting President Trump. Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about why you support Trump.
I support President Trump because after I did my own research and I realized all of the lies. You cannot, the narrative doesn't hold up. There's lies, they're lying, they're trying to manipulate people, they're trying to control you, they're trying to tell you what to think, but it's a lie. Mm. President Trump cares about this country, he created this country, this is our country. We're paying taxes in this country, we're working for this country, so we need to make sure that this country is great. They want to twist words and make it seem like Native American race or racist, think it's not a racist. If they want to tackle race, then they need to get to the bottom of the problems that we have, and they ignore it. Mm-hmm. We have problems that they ignore. This is not the problem. Trump is not the problem.
Exactly. And everything is racist. Everything is racist all of a sudden. The poll is racist because black people can't stand beside it. What is an illogical craziness?
Yeah, because when you say everything is racist, people get scared, they start the conversation. Because nobody wants to be a racist, nobody wants to be a bigot, no one wants to do that. The minute you say, oh, this is racist, the conversation is done and the narrative continues. But the narrative is falling apart, it's done.
It's done. It is. Eric, thank you so much. You represent us, sister, very well. And people have to know that we are supporting Trump. All right. Thank you. Peggy Dotson, this News on the Street. News on the Street.
The constitutional rights of Donald Trump have been violated. And remember, it happened to Trump, it could happen to you. A common citizen, protect your right. Protect your right, America. Support Donald J. Trump. You support the Trump. You support the Constitution of the United States of America.